WNST, Towson, Baltimore. And Baltimore Positive, we are positively into the football season, but the wise conversations continue here. I've now had the Bell Garden sub. It's been a little while since I got together with Rob Santoni. Ravens are doing okay. We were a little worried about them because it was kickoff a couple of weeks ago when we had our Crab Fest out in Fullerton. What's the store number, Rob?
206.
I always get it wrong. I was going to say 205. And I knew if I guessed it, I guess it wrong. Rob Santoni, my life for pal, Highland Town via Dundalk, now in Fullerton, doing great stuff. And, you know, Rob, one of the cool parts of this partnership is this eating crabs and putting up pictures of all the vegetables I buy and various produce and whatnot. But it's the good work you do. And I think with Wise, and this is true throughout everywhere they are, through seven states, doing stuff locally. They entrust guys like you to find places down the street where great things are happening. And I know we're going to talk about that in this segment because this is something that hits home with you, right?
Yeah.
Student Support Network is putting on an event on October 15th. Rita Ryan is here. She's with the Student Support Network. It's happening right here in Towson. It's happening right after my birthday. And Rita, I don't know if you're an Orioles fan or not, but October 15th is a special day in my life, not just because it's the day after my birthday. It's also Jim Palmer's birthday. So here in Baltimore, we celebrate that with the greatest Oriole to ever play. I'll hear from the Cal people in the Brooks, but I'm a Jim guy. Rita, welcome in. And now people won't forget the date that it's October 15th. Right.
Yes, I did grow up in Maryland, so I knew who that was. But wow. I'm a huge Ravens fan.
Well, I'm always worried.
Raina, that's the day after his birthday.
The day after.
That's the day after his birthday. So just
I'm celebrating all month. It's Rocktober, dude.
I thought you were fishing. You're fishing there.
No. The day before my birthday, Sammy Hagar. That's the 13th. So we celebrate everyone together. But Rob, for what Wise does in channeling funds, energy, attention, things like this, where we get to put a spotlight on local organizations. I know from your family and your background and everything you've ever done, this is one of your favorite parts of the Wise connection.
Yes, it is. So specifically, the Student Support Network, Nestor, there could not be a more perfect partnership, in my opinion, for Wise Markets as it relates and is relevant to the Student Support Network. Because of where we're located with our 15 stores in Baltimore County and where the schools are that are in the Student Support Network and how we come into play with the items that we have to offer and the resources that we have, it's just a perfect marriage. And it all came about during the very onset of COVID. I was actually home doing a home project on a rare day off during the COVID crisis in the beginning. And Councilman David Marks called me and introduced me to the Student Support Network. I had never heard of them. And I'm sure I wish I knew about them before this, but it came at a time when schools were shutting down and students that depended, parents and students that depended on the schools to help feed, their, great kids in the morning and aftercare and things like that. All that was just pulled out from, under them. And they had requested $10,000 in Wise gift cards to help them through that very critical time. And Wise did not disappoint. They did not say no. In fact, they said yes right away. So that's how this relationship was born.
Rita, tell us what Student Support Network is. I mean, I can't wait to hear the whole story here. I'm a Baltimore County grad myself and local and Dundalk High, never Patapsco or Sparrows Point, right? what is the Student Support Network?
Sure. So the Student Support Network is a nonprofit. It was started about 6 years ago by Lori Taylor Mitchell. She was a parent of a student at Lockhaven High.
Underneath of my tower, by the way, WNST is right at the top of the hill. So okay. If you look at Lockhaven and see the tower, that's mine. Yes.
Well, that is our first school in the network. We are now up to 13, about to be 14. So what Lori did was, first, it was an adopt-a-family project that a lot of places do around the holidays. And she said, okay, I need some volunteers. We're going to collect some gifts for the kids. She ended up getting a ton of volunteers. And she realized how much poverty was in the school system. So she said, okay.
And this is in Lockhaven, right?
says Loch Raven.
Right. So, yep. So people think, oh, poverty's over here. It's over there. They have a nice, I have a nice house on the hill in Loch Raven. But mm-hmm. I think what we learned in COVID and Rob, I mean, I know we talked about this last year. You know, food is first thing. And when money goes away, food goes away. And people that had never been food dependent. I had the Maryland Food Bank on over the last 2 years. People that my dad always told me, my dad grew up in Scranton, Pennsylvania in the 1920s and was part of, you know, the crash in 29. My dad stood in soup lines. He told me the rest of his life about that. I've never had to experience that. And I understand that in this country, not just Loch Raven or Baltimore County, there were many, many people for the first time in their lives had to rely on something else other than their own family to feed themselves.
Yeah, so, yeah. You never know what lies, you know, beneath. And, you know, things aren't always as they appear, you know, from household to household. And till COVID, you know, brought that to light, unfortunately, it really was an eye opener. And I think we all learned from it. So I'll let Raina, you know, continue with her comments.
Sure. So basically what we do is we have rooms of support in these schools in Baltimore County. And in those rooms of support are food, just like you said, food for kids to have in the evening and on the weekends. Kids get food at school right now. But when they go home and they got to do homework, they can't do their homework if they're hungry. They go home on the weekend, they're not going to, again, be able to do their homework, play outside if they're not properly fed. Then they have the stress about not being able to eat or having to go to school on Monday without school supplies. It goes from food, school supplies, clothing. That's what we stock in those rooms. And kids can come in and get what they need so that they can be prepared and ready to learn.
Tell me about the 13 schools, because they're all, I mean, we all touch all of this. Everyone will know every one of these schools here locally, right?
You bet. They're all in Baltimore County, and we are growing. Like I said, we started at Loch Raven High. We're in Parkville. We're over at Dumbarton. We're in Cockeysville. We're in Owings Mills. We're expanding over to the west side of town this year. They are all around. You can see the whole list on our website of where we get into. We have a waiting list of schools that want to get in. Rob's been a big help with getting food to these schools. We can easily reach out to him, and he will get the canned goods, the non-perishables that we can put in the rooms of support. He'll get it delivered over there. It's been seamless working with him. It's been great.
I want to read the schools so everybody knows if you have any children or anybody. Battle Monument, Loch Raven High, Owings Mills High, Parkville High, middle schools, Cockeysville, Dunbarton, Loch Raven Academy, Pine Grove Middle, Stemmers Run Middle, right across from our friends at Al Seafood, elementary schools, Halstead Academy, Mars Estates Elementary, right down by Pizza John's in Essex, another one of our great sponsors, Owings Mills Elementary and Pine Grove Elementary, all involved. You can go to studentsupportnetwork.org. Matter of fact, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to pull it up, let everybody see if you're out surfing, you know, all the success stories here, partners, resources, and the night for the network. And I'm going to click on that in a minute. Raina, tell me about this, because this is a special. The kids are back in school now. We didn't have this last year. Masks. We got all this stuff going on. But this is the night after my birthday, Jim Palmer's birthday, October 15th, you're doing a big thing. And this is really in the middle. I used to broadcast from the Towson Sheridan many moons ago with WLG back in the 90s.
This is the first time we're doing a big fundraiser like this. It's going to be a great night. It's going to be out at the Sheraton. So we have two options. You can be out at the Sheraton. You can dress up in your cocktail attire. There's going to be drinks and there's going to be a program. We've got
I get to dress up? Dinner. I haven't dressed up in a long time. This is good. I haven't been able to go out.
You know what? You can do the Zoom look. You can wear your sweatpants at the bottom and you can wear something.
I'm going all in. I'm going all in. I'm going to have a real jacket on if I come to this thing.
It's going to be a nice night.
I might even shave, you know? This is good.
It's going to be a great night. For those who don't feel comfortable coming out in person, we do have a virtual option, and we will drop a bag of goodies with some Wise snacks at your door before the night. You can see the comedian virtually. You can see our program virtually. Like I said, we have a great partnership with Wise, so we're getting provided with snacks for those fun bags we're going to drop off.
See, I'm like Scooby-Doo. She said snacks, Rob. You know, I mean, I'm all about the snacks. you know, Rob, for you and getting involved with local organizations, you do so much for schools. I know an entire program and everything, but I mean, you've been tethered to this through your own children, through the work your parents did and your family's done here. Tell me about locally, you know, other stuff that's going on, because I know Wise is doing other stuff too. And this is like, This is cool that we're kicking off the school season with this, letting people know that this is here, because this is 6 years old. I mean, you know, this is something not everybody knows about.
Yeah, you know, including me. You know, as I told you, a year and a half ago, I didn't know what Student Support Network was. And, you know, I always feel, you know, the business that, you know, I'm in with the resources we have, the food, you know, the large chains that are out there, you know, taking care of the immediate communities in which you serve is job one when it comes to community engagement and involvement. And, you know that Wise does a lot of calls marketing, but Wise, what's great about them is they give us the autonomy for stores to band together to take care of things that are important within their immediate marketplace. You know, this is a perfect example of one of those. In fact, you know, speaking of calls marketing, once a year, we had the annual day of giving, you know, which we all know is a Tuesday after Thanksgiving. And last year, we tested it with 5 stores locally for the Student Support Network and raised over $3,500. This year, the entire district of 16 stores will be taking part. So we should easily be able to raise.
It's big check coming, Rena. It's a lot of food coming.
We look forward to it. That goes right to the schools.
I'm estimating, you know, between $15,000 and $20,000 for next year. And, you know, it couldn't go to a better cause.
Rena, when the food comes in, it looks like it was a long time ago that I went to Dundalk High. Some days it feels like it's not. But if I'm at Parkville High, Lock Raven, and Rob, I think about your store and the other Y stores locally over in Utahwood and the ones that I shop in on the north side of the Beltway, where I'm out of ice cream, by the way. So I'm coming. Too many flavors to choose from. I get confused. I think I'm going with the candy cake and your root beer float. But with the stores there, these are the people like literally in your stores that you're helping with this food. So the food comes to a school. Now, what happens, Rena? Because I was mask shamed last week in the Midwest for wearing a mask. I would think that there is, if you're a 14-year-old young person, your parents are on the down and out, no one knows. How do students access this food within the school? So that there's a stigma about poverty in this country. You know that.
I hope this time during COVID, people realize, just like you said, it can be anyone. But back to your question, these kids, it's teachers identifying them, it's social worker identifying them. We're primarily volunteer-run organizations. We have volunteers take this food from Wise, stock it in this room of support, and any kid that wants to access it can go in, put stuff in their backpack, and take it home. We're not trying to send them out with big Student Support Network bags. We know we've got to keep it so that they're not shamed by the other kids. And that's part of why we do what we do. A kid doesn't want to go to school without a backpack. It's obvious to the other kids that they don't have something or they don't have shoes that fit.
Oh,
properly.
Rena, I grew up in Dundalk. I saw, you know what I mean? Like I saw kids in the 70s and 80s that clearly, I mean, I don't feel like I had a lot, but we certainly saw it, you know, and you felt it and you felt for those kids. And it's nice that the Student Support Network is there. Studentsupportnetwork.org. The event is next Friday. You can shave, unlike me, on this one and dress up nice and put a jacket on. Come out to the Towson Sheridan, a lovely place to hang out. Rob Santoni is here. Rena Ryan's here from the Student Support Network. We're giving back with Wise and Wise Conversations and doing all this stuff. So I guess, Rob, for you, and this is where Rob's running comes in and all of his health stuff. I mean, you're sending healthy stuff over for these kids, right? I mean, come on. You're the one pick. You're the nutritionist,
yes.
Right?
Well, I wouldn't say I'm a nutritionist, but yes, they, you know, it is a item list that is carefully selected, you know, and it's everything from health and beauty, you know, toothpaste, toothbrushes, flowers, oils, and toilet tissue and, you know, paper towels, stuff like that, you know, everything and anything that will help them. You know, in the kitchen and just get their day started in a healthy way, whether it's hygiene or nutrition.
Don't give away all my coconut water out there. All right, I'm coming in to get some later today. I'm out of coconut water. I'm out of ice cream. My wife's out of town. I need some help. All this talk about food's making me hungry. Rena, I wish you the best on your event next week. Certainly, if there's anything we can do at Baltimore Positive to support you, I know the folks at Wise have been good. And I want to get you back on like an Ed McMahon timpani, you know, like after we do Day of Giving, Thanksgiving, I'll bring you back on to December, the Ravens. What are the Ravens going to be in December, Rob, 13-1 or 12-1 the next time we get together with her?
Oh, I hope so. I think that's, you know, very possible. So, you know.
I got to give a shout out for the Ravens, especially when things are going well. Rena, tell everybody what else they can do. If they can't come on the 15th, go to the website. What else do you have coming up? I mean, this isn't daily. This is going on all the time, right? And this isn't just about Wise or just about you guys. You're at this 365, and obviously there's a lot of people that give to you, I'm sure.
Absolutely. We have a lot of great community partners, and we always have something going on. We're collecting winter coats. We are going to do something around Thanksgiving. We're working with Wise to do a food drive. Holidays are coming. We want to make sure we can provide for kids and these families. All so right, check out our website. Follow us on social media. You will find out we always have something going on where you can get involved. We're a primarily volunteer-run organization. We're always looking for our community members.
Well, Rob knows I'm connected to county government, so I don't know the Dundalk politics of this about getting you to Dundalk. I've got my own problems with Johnny O. I'm trying to get invited to the Colgate grand opening. So I do hope, and I know you want to have more schools involved. What would that take? More money, more time, more resources, a school wanting to be involved? You said you have a waiting list. What's sort of the next phase of this? When's 14th school come?
Funds are the biggest thing. We do have the 14th school coming in October. We're going to announce it at our fundraiser. So that's a little secret right now.
I'm just checking.
They're soon. We got them on the list.
All right. I'm just making sure.
But, it's funds. The more we see lots of our community members donating, that's what makes a huge difference. And I can promise you it's going to all the right places. It is going to the kids.
Into the bellies. Yeah,
let me jump in there for a sec, Nestor. So we were talking about other partners. A neat partnership that we formed last year that's going to take place again this holiday season. We had a partnership last year with the alumni from the defunct IND High School. Okay. A group of ladies got together, alum, and they want to reopen the school. So, as part of that whole process, they were looking to give back and, just do some, of their own charity work. So the alumni from IND, who have since, found the site and will open up the school, within the next couple of years, set up a food drive in the Wise Fullerton parking lot for 2 weeks last week. And we're doing it again this year. And I believe it's November 6th and 7th and November 12th, 13th, and 14th. We will have a holiday Thanksgiving food drive. And all the proceeds that fill that truck go to the Student Support Network, as well as any turkeys that people donate when they redeem their turkey points, reward points. So, and we also have people come up and just drop off cash and checks. And it was very successful last year, and it's a nice shot in the arm for the Student Support Network around a very challenging time, Thanksgiving.
I got to get the IND ladies on too, because I have some friends, Nancy Longo and obviously Barbara Mikulski, involved with the IND project. So you've given
absolutely.
Me, this is the wise wisdom we talk about here, Rena. He gives me more ideas that more people like you on, and then we start telling stories, and then the Ravens win. And the next thing you know, the pumpkin spice comes in and the eggnog comes in and it's all good. Rena, thanks so much for the work you do. I love that it's so local, that when I read off the names of all these schools, they're places where friends of mine went. I know where every one of them is. I've driven by them. Obviously, I drive by Lock Raven a lot. So very appreciative of your work. I'm glad I know about it. See, I educate myself. I get wiser when I have wise conversations. StudentSupportNetwork.org. It's local. It's right here in Baltimore County. My dear friend Rob Santoni doing the right thing over Wise Markets, including getting me some fresh coconut water. I'm going to give you a hard time with the coke. It's better than asking about the peas. You've told the peas story too many times, right?
Right.
Coconut water is going to be my thing. Because it hydrates me and makes me not feel like crampy and stuff. I appreciate everything that our friends at Wise do for us. The Wise Conversations and the Wise Mug filled with things that are hydrating me right now. I talk about it each and every week. You can learn more all the time. Wise Markets is out there. We got the Word to the Wise and podcasts and all sorts of cool stuff, including rounding up. Who are we rounding up for this month, Rob?
PVA, which is the Paralyzed Veterans of America.
All right.
Great organization. About $800,000 will be donated to them.
You know, I used to be bummed when it was like 78 cents or 81 cents and I get a bunch of coins or whatever back. I just donate. Yes, yes, yes. It's a click away. And I've been donating the whole time. So it's all good. Make sure you're checking out your Wise Rewards as well. And I'll be getting out around the county as well and telling some more stories with our friends and Wise Conversations. On behalf of Rob Santoni and our new friend, Rena Ryan, at the Student Support Network. You can find them at studentsupportnetwork.org. The event is October 15th.
Right.
That, you know,
the day after your birthday.
No, listen to me. Exactly. Listen to me. I'm going to tell you this. My birthday is one of the worst days of the year. You know why? I get thousands of people that like grab my Facebook timeline and sort of take it all over. And I feel
that's
completely
great. What's wrong
obligated.
With that?
I feel completely obligated to say thank you to every single one of them. And I wind up every year, it's, you know, 2,000 to 3,000 people that I say thank you. And I try not to.
Here?
But they say thank you each and individually. I mean, I know there's a bot out there that is say hello to everybody on your Facebook timeline. And I know what that one looks like. But these people reference stuff. They'll say like, hey, I heard Rena on doing the Wise thing last week. So I have to be like, they're listening to me. Okay. Hi, Rena. Thanks for saying, you know, hey. And then I get in the, so October 15th is a very busy day for me, Rob. So don't give me a hard time. It's Jim Palmer's birthday. And I usually listen to Pearl Jam.
It sounds like you need to come to the Student Support Network fundraiser and have a drink and relax.
It says cocktail attire. Does that mean there's cocktails?
There are cocktails.
Yes.
It's on the list. All right. I mean, I'm not kidding. I mean, you know, I will
come. We'd love to see you there.
I got a jacket in the closet here and a razor. I swear I'll do my hair.
Perfect.
I won't do my hair, but
you don't even have to do that. We don't judge.
I do my hair when I go out, just not when I'm on the internet. On behalf of Rob and our friend Rena at the Student Support Network, it is the 15th. It's at the Towson Sheridan, where I broadcast for a couple of years. Everybody knows where it is. Get on over there and support our local friends and a Wise Conversation. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. And we never stop talking. Baltimore positive.